You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris Westfall here with a kind of unscripted reality check conversation I want to have with potential agents who are thinking about getting into the Medicare space. Something that I think needs to be talked about before you invest a lot of time, energy, and money in trying to get appointment fees and all that, and taking away time from something else. And I want to talk about the issue of credit when it comes to getting appointments with insurance companies. The insurance companies on their contracts will ask you about outstanding debts that you have. They'll ask you about outstanding collections. They'll ask you about bankruptcies in your past, current or former foreclosures, things like that. And they'll come up in a background check. Why is that important? Well, for two reasons. Number one, with most agents, they want to have advanced commissions, which means you're having a loan from the insurance company against your future earnings with that insurance company. So with life insurance, final expense life insurance, or Medicare supplements, typical advance would be 9 months. You write a policy today, the policy's approved, the first premium payment goes through, then the insurance company loans you 9 months of what's going to be earned in the future. They'll give that money to you right up front if you qualify based on credit. And again, you're asking the insurance company for a loan against something that you have not yet earned. And of course, a chargeback comes into play when, let's say, the client was on the books for 2 months and then they cancel their policy. Well, the company's already loaned you 9 months, so 7 months would be unearned in that scenario, so you need to pay that back. This is a problem with final expense life insurance in many cases, where up to 25% of the typical final expense policies will cancel within that first 9 months, usually within the first 30 days, and the agent needs to then repay that money back to the insurance company. Well, it doesn't happen all that often with Medicare supplements. The Medicare business is so much better than final expense business as far as persistency, staying on the books, that they will loan you in many cases, most cases now, 12 months of commission. So even better than final expense, they'll loan you up to the first year. The trade-off for that is most companies charge you interest on that money. 1% on the outstanding balance is typical, 1% per month. So in a given year, you will have lost 12% of your commission, actually less than that, because every month, of course, the balance is lower, but it's up to 12% of the commission that they've loaned to you is then lost because you're repaying it based on an interest basis. So what I want to talk to you about today is the agents. Many of times they'll come to me saying, I have no money, I have no credit, I failed in past business, and now I want to give this a shot. So to those agents, and I have to give this answer many times, I just want to let you know the reality of getting into this business. The other thing is, I'll have agents say, I have no money right now, no money to invest, I'm broke, I've tried everything else, and I want free leads and get me started with no investment and all that kind of stuff. And I'll just say to you, as honestly as I possibly can, and trying to be as sensitive as I can, this is not a business for you if you are currently broke. Yes, you can get started in this business and be very successful over time, investing as small, as little as $100 a month, and you can do your own cold calling, and that does work. We have agents doing it all the time. But you have to sustain yourself in the middle of that trial. So as you're prospecting, as you're getting new clients in your pipeline, as you're writing business, you have to put food on your table during that period. Now, I've told this story before many times on my channel and on the training site. I started with 1 day a week focused on Medicare. The rest of the time I did life insurance. And then I changed that focus gradually over time, shifting towards a residual only business where I did Medicare all the time. And thank God I did that, because if I had stayed on the final expense rat wheel of constantly having to replace the business that's falling off and constantly having to put new food on the table with a brand new sale all the time, as opposed to Medicare supplement, which is all residual based business. You sell it once and you continue to get paid on it. It's a great transition to make. But again, I caution you, if you don't have money right now to sustain yourself as you're building this or any other business, you need to reconsider the whole getting into business by yourself in the first place. This week I was saddened by one of the agents who is a member of my website, had been for 2 or 3 months now, wrote to me and said, hey, can you please put my membership payments off by 3 or 4 days because I have checks out and I can't cover the $19 a month it is to keep the membership after being a member for 2 or 3 months. So if you don't have enough to put food on your table, to pay the rent, I don't believe, and again, I'm trying to say this with all sensitivity I can muster, I don't believe you need to be in business by yourself if you can't keep the roof over your head while you're doing it. You need something else coming in. And many agents start this business part-time because they have their full-time business making money to support their family during the day, and then they start working on their fortune at night. You know, full-time on your business, on your job, and part-time on building your fortune. That's wonderful. That's a great way to start. But if you have bad credit and no money, you're gonna have a problem. Many of the carriers now, not only will they not advance you commission, they won't contract you in the first place because there's a history in our business, traditionally in the life insurance business, where if you're a bad credit risk, then there's a potential, there's an incentive there, and this carries over from the law enforcement world too. Like back in the military, trying to get a top secret security clearance, they look at your credit. Why do they do that? Because if you're vulnerable to committing crime or you're vulnerable to fibbing here and there because you're so desperate, desperation does a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And if you're in a position where you're so desperate that you're willing to do things that are less than honest, just to pay the bills and put food on your table, then that's not a good risk for the company. And so if you have really poor credit, then the insurance companies probably won't contract you at all, much less approve you for advancing. One of the strongest carriers in this regard is Aetna. Real tough to get approved with Aetna if you've got a low credit score because they don't want you doing anything or just being incentivized to do anything that's below ethical, to go out there in an act of desperation to write bad business. And we've seen agents over the years, lots of stories I could tell you, who wrote bad business with all their friends and family to get that initial advance commission, and then they leave. They replace it, they put it with some other company, or they just leave the business altogether and leave the upline holding the bag. And we have to repay all those commissions when an agent has an advance and then they skip town on it. So it's a tough business to be in if you're starting with no credit. I'll just tell you that right now. And if you're starting with nothing to support yourself, please don't even get started. And if you're joining my membership site and $19 a month looks like it's like a huge burden, that's what we call a clue. And that's a clue that this is not the right time, it's not the right place, it's not the right opportunity where you literally want to take nothing and turning into something. And you can do that in this business, but you have to be able to eat while you're doing that. You have to be able to pay the bills while you're doing that. And I would not want anybody to ever argue that I told them they could get rich overnight helping people with the Medicare business. You literally cannot. Now, 7 or 8 years into it, yes, you could probably consider yourself rich, but it's building brick by brick, building a residual empire over time. It's not going to happen overnight, and you need to support yourself for the first good year before you have a foundation underneath you that's going to then reap huge rewards down the road. This is not, I repeat, not a get-rich-quick opportunity. It is a get-rich-slow opportunity. The more people you help, the richer you will become because you're getting a little benefit from helping multiple people. It's a day in and it's a day out grind. And if you're not getting 10 to 20 no's every day, then you're not in this business. If your skin is so thin that getting rejection of any kind, even when you're helping people, even when you can show the person, look, I'm gonna give you back $200 a month that you should not be paying right now. And we see this all the time. We'll offer somebody a plan that's gonna save them $80, $100 a month on the exact same benefits. But if you can't handle the rejection of people for whatever reason, usually it comes down to trust, and that's why on MedicareAgentTraining.com we spend so much time talking about building trust, because that's really what it's all about. But sometimes you just can't bridge that trust gap. And when that happens, you have to be able to walk away to the next one and be just as enthusiastic, be just as willing to help that next person until you get one yes, and then it builds on itself with another yes. Until soon you've got 100 clients and you're earning $2,000 a month in residual income. Whether you get out of bed or you roll over in bed, the residual income continues until you've got 1,000 clients. Now you're at roughly 20,000, actually more, per month in residual income. And then it gets more fun and more fun. But again, it happens over time. And so my goal in helping the other people that look to me for mentorship or leadership is to help them find efficiencies in their business where they can get more people saying yes faster and faster as they get more proficient in the business and better with their marketing. That's the ultimate goal. But starting out, I just want to level the playing field and let you know that if you're broke right now, if you have horrible credit, just went through a bankruptcy, and God forbid the worst case scenario, named an insurance carrier in your bankruptcy because you owed them money and you named them in the bankruptcy and you're not going to pay them off, don't bother trying to go down this path and try to get me or somebody else to go with you, because it just is a losing battle from the outset. So if you've already gone through, you know, a foreclosure last week, or you filed bankruptcy, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, this is not going to work with most of the companies out there. And for those that will, they're not going to approve advanced commission for you. It just narrows down the opportunity that's before you right now. And I'm not saying you have to have perfect credit by any means, but I'm saying if you've had a bankruptcy, if you've had a personal foreclosure in your family in the last year, 2 or 3, it's probably not going to work, and you need to send in a support ticket so we can talk about specific scenarios. But companies like Aetna have a real high threshold for what they require in order to represent their name. And they want you to be someone who can repay if something goes bad and not be so challenged financially that you can't do the business long term. So I hope that's kind of created some reality, some insight, some behind the scenes on what you can expect. I want everybody to succeed in this business, but there's some reality checks that have to be put out there before you invest a lot of your time and my time to try to help you get started. I just wanted to be upfront and as honest as possible and provide you the information that you need before making this business decision. God bless you in your endeavors. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.